This set of slides looks at the collection of data for secondary use. Data is captured in the primary source document of the electronic health record. It is also captured from healthcare insurance plans. Individual research projects capture patient data. Public health captures data as well. The list goes on, as individual consumers are well aware of. Data quality standards are the underpinning of producing information that is meaningful and useful for the improvement of healthcare. Following national and international standards is imperative for this to occur. In addition, individual organizations must make a commitment to ongoing strategic planning and tactics to ensure that all users understand the importance of following the procedures for data collection. It is through clinical documentation that important pieces of data are abstracted. From the documentation, medical diagnoses and procedures are given a code number that is later used to retrieve information for research, quality review, billing, planning, etc. Two coding systems are used are the International Classification of Diseases, parens ICD, Current Procedural Terminology, parens CPT. Secondary use of data. If the infrastructure and architecture of software systems are developed with intent to use the primary data for secondary uses, information can be abstracted for other uses. In healthcare, some typical secondary uses of data will be in the form of registry systems, parens, cancer, trauma, diabetes, etc., health information exchange systems, public health surveillance systems, public health safety systems, national databases, operations and finance, parens, revenue and utilization management, administrative decisions. National aggregate information. Aggregate information will not identify individual patients. The data is used to inform the public about healthcare. Many government websites will be helpful to understanding the data that is collected and then provided to the public. The National Center for Health Statistics collects 21 data elements for the Uniform Hospital Discharge data set. The National Committee on Vital and Health Statistics collects information for the Uniform Ambulatory Care data set. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, parens CMS, collect data for the long-term care call, the minimum data set for long-term care and resident assessment protocol, parens and MDS. CMS also collects the outcomes and assessment information set in parens OASIS, OASIS. Other national initiatives. There are many national initiatives that are too numerous to mention. The data that is collected is used to create reports that can be used for improving the quality of care for the public. First dot, data elements for emergency department systems, or DEEDS, which is sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. A few points about this system are collection of emergency room data in acute care and incorporates national standards for data interchange. Second dot, health plan employer data set and information set in parens HEDIS, H-E-D-I-S, which collects administrative data and clinical data. A few of the uses of the data are to analyze and assess treatment outcomes and develop physician profiles. Data from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, offers robust data sources for researchers, clinicians, purchasers, policymakers, or consumer. From their website, here is just a few of the data sources that are available. Ambulatory Surgeries Healthcare Cost Utilization Project, Emergency Department Visits Healthcare Cost and Utilization Project National Data, Healthcare Disparities National Healthcare Disparities Report, Healthcare Quality National Healthcare Quality Report, Health Information Data Element Definitions, Values, and Information Models, United States Health Information Knowledge Base, HIV, AIDS, HIV Net, Hospitalizations, Healthcare Costs, and Utilization Project. The Internet citation is data sources available from AHRQ, Agency for Healthcare Research Quality, Rockville, Maryland, http colon https://www.ahrq.gov/data/dataresources.htm. The following are just examples of two professional organizations and one government agency that looks at the issues of secondary uses of data, the importance of standards, privacy, security, and accessibility. The American Health Information Management Association, Health Data Access, Use, and Control, www.ahima.org, the American Medical Informatics Association, Towards a National Framework for Secondary Use of Data, 2006, www.amia.org/inside/initiatives/healthdata.asp, and the National Committee on Vital and Health, A Stewardship Framework for Secondary Uses of Electronically Collected and Transmitted Health Data, 2007, www.ncvhs.hhs.gov.htm. Conclusions. Data quality is based on capturing data elements that follow standards. Using data for secondary purposes provides a robust resource for improving healthcare and making decisions for the future. Organizations need to use strategic planning to determine the use of the data they collect and use. Resources, Latour and Eichenwald-Maki, Health Information Management, Concepts, Principles, and Practice, 3rd edition, Ahima Press. Data sources available from AHRQ, Agency for Healthcare Research Quality, Rockville, Maryland, http://www.ahrq.gov/data/dataresources.htm.